This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. When we talk about marketing and appealing to consumers, we sometimes limit that field of scope to those who are paying the bills. While parents are the heads of the household and are doing the food buying, they aren't the only ones doing the consumption of those products. We got to make sure we market to everybody who eats. We talk more about that with the National Pork Board next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
Any one of us who has or ever had kids know they like variety. They like different types of foods and textures. They also like something that's visually pleasing, and sometimes they want their food to have a certain amount of whimsy. If you don't believe me, try to give them regular nuggets instead of dinosaur-shaped nuggets. Well, the National Pork Board and the Pork Checkoff recently hosted a webinar with wellness professionals to talk about the ways to make pork more appealing to young consumers. That way they want more of it and the parents will purchase more of it. Kristen Hicks-Roof is the Director of Nutritional Research at the National Pork Board, and she talks about the nutrient density that pork can offer kids in their diets.
We talk to them about flavor. We talk to them about adding fun. We talk to them about texture and how it's important to expose children to a variety of foods in a variety of ways. But not only that, having fun. It's enjoying and embracing the positive nature of an eating experience. And pork brings that.
However, just like with any other food, you have to make it to appeal to kids as well as their parents who are doing the purchasing.
This is going to be key for those young children who are learning about their traditional foods. And that may be certain spices or seasonings or way of presenting it. We can have pork carnitas tacos. We can have a bake or a roast, or we could have like a curry pork, right? There's so many different flavors.
Of course, the bottom line is still educating parents that our pork products are healthy and nutritious and that they give their families the most bang for every consumer dollar they're spending. It also means equipping nutritionists with the information to answer questions that consumers have when they're out at the stores.
Getting them science-based information to help their journey, to help parents and caregivers. As a mother myself of three young children, I want to empower and equip these healthcare professionals with just more tools in their toolbox on how to talk about pork and how to talk about food with these young children who are in this exploratory phase.
Hicks-Roof also talks about the pillars upon which they build their marketing platform. It's centered around science and the endorsement of nutritional professionals. And that's why hosting these kinds of webinars to give more information and more recent information to nutritionists is so important.
Science is the core. Whenever you're communicating with healthcare professionals, they want to know, is it evidence-based? And you know what we're doing here at the National Pork Board, because of the investment in human nutrition, we can give them the evidence-based information on why pork is the optimal protein on the American plate. And so science supports communications across health professionals. It helps with marketing efforts across the domestic and international context. And so that science is going to be key as we continue to advocate why we think pork continues to be that nutrition powerhouse and why we want to continue serving it on the American plate.
Learn more about this project and other National Pork Board and Pork Checkoff products at pork.org. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.